Day 3. It was good. Let there be light. And God saw that it was good. Let there be space. And God saw that it was good. Let there be sea and land. And God saw that it was good. Let there be plants and trees and seeds. And God saw that it was good. Let there be day and night, and God saw that it was good. Let the sea and air be filled with creatures, and God saw that it was good. Let the land be filled with creatures, and God saw that it was good. Let us create human beings in our own image. Then God looked over all he had made, and he saw that it was very good. What if God got stuck on day one? What if at the end of that first day of hard work, he stepped back, wiped his brow, looked over the light he'd made and thought to himself, well, it's okay, but it's not really what I'd imagined. I mean, it's just not good enough to be the light of the universe. I guess I'll have to start this all over again tomorrow. The next day he starts again on the light, tinkering and tweaking every part of its luminescence, trying to get it just right. But soon he gets frustrated. He thinks, I'll never get this right. Maybe I'm just not good enough. Then he crumples the light up in his hand and throws it into his cosmic rubbish bin. He walks away, and he doesn't look back. If that had happened, the beginning would have come to an end, and God would have never made anything good again. Does that feel familiar? It is to me. Here's the thing, though. In Genesis, God didn't seem that interested in perfection in what he created. God didn't stop at every stage of his creation and say, it is perfect. He said, it is good. He took moments to be excited and proud of the beauty that was developing in his creation. So what's the difference between aiming for perfect and aiming for good? Well, perfect is like a glass sculpture. It's frozen, fixed, and fragile. It says, don't touch it! If you add anything to this, it'll break. Striving for perfection causes us to become frightened and paralyzed in our creativity. On the other hand, good is like a tree, growing, alive, adapting to its environment. It is not afraid of messing it up. If its branches grow in an unexpected direction, they become part of the tree's unique beauty. So when we look for what is good in our creativity, rather than strive for perfection, we can become more courageous creators. When things don't go how we expect, we see opportunities rather than dead ends. Perhaps if our own creator made good things rather than perfect things, shouldn't we, his creation, also be more interested in what is good rather than perfect?